J. Harvey Wilkinson III is a federal judge and a reliable conservative jurist. Ronald Reagan tapped him for the bench in 1984, and Wilkinson now sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. He has written about the courts, about constitutional law, and now, wait for it, romance. Not sure where that constitutional reference is, but Judge Wilkinson has a new book. It's called Love at Deep Dusk. The protagonist is a woman, Leia, a Pennsylvania lawyer, was trying to put her life back together after her husband has an affair. Judge J. Harvey Wilkinson joins us now. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You told the Washington Post you wanted to escape the acrimony and the intolerance and venom of political life. I think a lot of people would want to drive the getaway car and escape with you. But how does writing a novel, a romance novel, do that?
Well, my first love is the law, but there were times when I just needed an escape from public policy, and I thought that a romantic novel would be a perfect escape. I did it because personal choices are so different from political choices, and personal choices, they're no easier. They're every bit as difficult. But the one thing about them is we have a greater degree of control over them, whether they be right or whether they be wrong. As a child, I read so many romantic novels, Pride and Prejudice and the Bronte sisters and Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. And I found that these romantic novels are the ones that were sticking with me and that were unforgettable. And I just decided I want to try one myself.
Well, you chose to make your protagonist a woman. She's from a small town in Pennsylvania, goes to Harvard, which must have pained you as a Yalie, and then she becomes a lawyer. Why did you choose a female point of view?
I thought I would grow more if I chose a female protagonist for my novel. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I've learned is I just wonder how my protagonist keeps life together, because she's a lawyer, she's under pressure for billable hours, she has a son, she's separated, she has to fix dinner, she has to do the laundry, she has to do dishes. I'm asking myself, you know, how does she keep it all together?
Well, as I read your book, I see you working really hard to step into several sets of other shoes. You've been described in your nonfiction life, your real life, as siding with prosecutors. But Leia is a defense lawyer, and you explore that side of the judicial aisle. You also have a key lesbian couple in the book. And on this issue, you've argued publicly years ago that gay couples had no right to marry under the Constitution. That was more than a decade ago. Since then, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gay marriage. Has your own view changed?
Yes, I think it has. And fiction and writing a novel is one way in which there's no direct cause and relation, but it deepens your experience. And after the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a constitutional right of same-sex couples to marry, I think it would be really unforgivable to take that right away. And I know there's been a lot of discussion that after the Roe v. Wade, that the constitutional right to same-sex marriage will fall.
Many people are worried about that.
Yes, and I don't believe it. It would be so painful, and the complications legally would be so involved. But you have to personalize it, which I did through this couple in my novel.
Yeah. Well, Judge Wilkinson, as your own thoughts, worldview evolves and changes, does that work its way into your rulings, how you think about society and the law?
I don't think so, but I think it definitely deepens my understanding. And when people are before me in court, I believe I have a greater appreciation of what they're up against. So have I suddenly changed my judicial philosophy? No, I have not. But do I have an appreciation for people that I did not have before I wrote this novel? Yes, I definitely do. And it's bound to affect what you think, even though you can't always pinpoint it.
Finally, Judge Wilkinson, stories that include love, like your novel, of course, can explore much bigger questions. I understand You've mentioned several pieces of literature, but you're a fan of the play Our Town, which is, of course, built around a story of love and marriage. But as we know, in Act Three of Our Town, we look at life and culture and busyness from the other side. Are you in this novel trying to ask some of those big questions as well?
I think I am. You know, at age 77, I'm trying to communicate to folks that, you know, life, there are no do-overs, and it may not come around again, and just appreciate what's before us. And there are lots of hard bumps in life, but if we can look at the glass at half full, it helps.
Yeah. J. Harvey Wilkinson III is author of the romantic novel Love at Deep Dusk. And he also happens to be a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit based in Richmond, Virginia. Judge, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much.